Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. It's WrestleBack time. As all classes represented, AAA, AAA. Andrew Tamala will be on mat 1, 132. Zach Scott will be on mat 6 at 132. Jackson Held will be on mat 3 at 126. Axel Lang will be on mat 3 for Little Falls. Logan Capon will be on mat 4. And on mat 5, Josh Beek. Those and Kyle Lang on mat 2. So we've got, what, 3 Little Falls, 1 Holding Ford, 2 Royalton Upsala, and a Pierce. 7 WrestleBack matches here, and that'll end the night. Jacob Bottom, Rosemont. All 3 Little Falls Flyers that came down to St. Paul are alive in the WrestleBacks. Logan Capon will face Lee Schmalz, Mound West Tonka. That's one match away. At 1:45, it is Josh Beek against Esteban Navarro. That's match number 195. And then at 152, Axel Lang will go at it against Justin Berg of Tartan. On mat 3, and that one is a couple of matches away. So first up should be Logan Capon and Lee Schmalz. Mound West Tonka, Little Falls to get started here in the WrestleBacks.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker's Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
The Pier's pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pier's. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
Some
luck.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Shore Insurance has protected farm families with quality Farm Mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Shomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
This is Andrew Hattrich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
We're back at the XL Energy Center. As I look down below me, I see Logan Capon and Bill Mutual down there in the tunnel. They're up next on Mat 4. That'll be a wrestle back at 126 Triple A. The first of seven. They wrestle all three classes at the same time. And there's only 18 seconds left before Logan takes the mat for the Flyers. His opponent will be Lee Schmalz, Mound, West Tonka. Schmalz, a junior. He is 32-12. Logan lost his first match this morning. He got pinned by Tyler Shilson of Centennial, who went on to beat Schmalz in the quarters. Beat him 7-4. Logan lost by pin to Shilson from Centennial. So now it's time. Here comes Logan Capon for the Flyers against Lee Schmalz of Mound, West Tonka. Coming up, Andrew Tomala will be on mat one. It's a 132 Class A. Also, Zach Scott at 132 Class A. He'll be on mat six. Josh Beek will be in action at 145 AAA. He's on mat 5. Axel Lang, 152 AAA. He'll be on mat 3. Kyle Lang will be on mat 2 at the 182 Class A. And Jackson Held will be on mat 3. At 126 Class A. So
now wrestling on mat number 4 at 126.
Here we go. Logan Capon and Lee Schmalz. Capon in purple, Schmalz in red. Here we go. We're underway. 1 minute in these wrestleback first period rounds. And there's a shot by Capon, blocked by Schmalz. The winners move on to tomorrow morning. They start the session tomorrow at 9:30. Consolation round, which would be consolation quarterfinals. 30 seconds left. Trip by Capon at the edge, but no points. Capon and Schmalz here. This is where you really got to be aware of what's going on with all three classes going on at once in quick first one-minute periods. Stuff changes in a hurry. Schmalz tying up the head of Capon. Now pushes him back. 10 seconds left. No score. There's a shot by Logan, blocked by Schmalz. Schmalz down on one knee. 2 seconds. 1 second. And there's the end of the period. No score. Logan Capon and Lee Schmalz after one. Now they go to two-minute periods. Logan's choice. No. Excuse me, Small's choice. He defers. Logan chooses down. So Logan Capon will start in the down position. Quick stand-up try by Logan. Snap back down by Schmalz, trying to tilt him. Got a hammer lock in, right side. Still breaking him down now. Schmalz riding right hip side of Logan Capon, pushing down on his head. Logan bracing himself up on his arms, broken back down again. Schmalz of Mound West Tonka. We saw him up in the Brainerd Paul Bunyan tournament in December. Mound West Tonka comes up there every year.
74 and 113.
Still in on the waist ride, and with a minute 25 to go is Mound West Tonka's Lee Schmalz. No score, and they're out of bounds with a minute 23 to go.
176 and 113.
All three Flyers in the wrestlebacks this round.
Clay Carlson, Wilmer.
I'll try not to miss any of these seven. I can't promise anything. Here's up, and did he get an escape? Capon facing him. There's the escape. Logan's on the board, 1-0. Reaching for a leg is Lee Schmalz. Tries to jerk him forward, Schmalz. 1 minute to go, second. Capon up, 1-0.
Now wrestling at net number 3.
Schmalz outside the circle and now diving in on the legs, Logan, and he's out as well. Sent back to the middle by the referee with 53 seconds left. Circling each other on their feet. Logan caught him. Takedown. 3-0. Schmalz shot. Logan kind of sidestepped him and took him down with a good 2-point takedown. 3-0 now for Logan Capon, riding with 35 seconds left. Capon, right side, cross face in. Now pulls that arm back. Underhooks him from underneath. 20 seconds left, second period. Bumping him forward. Now sit out try by Schmalz. Stop by Logan. Capon with a 3-0 lead. 5 seconds left, period two. Trying to advance. You need to win two more matches to place. And Logan is now 2 minutes from taking care of one of those. 3-0 after two. Logan Capon ahead in his 126 AAA wrestleback match. Schmalz starts in the down position. His choice. He deferred in the second round. Here's the start. Clean.
Now wrestling
up.
Number five.
Facing into Capon. Gets one. Escape for Schmalz. 3-1. 3-1 now. Both men on their feet with a minute 40 left. Schmalz pushing into Logan Capon. And out of bounds.
Result on match number 3.
1:38 on the clock.
Match number 181. Winner by a 4-2 decision.
And they'll start on their feet. Schmalz stepping in. Logan dives at the ankle. Comes back up. Didn't get it. Now Capon, front headlock. Capon's got a front headlock in. Trying to throw. And now deep in on slipping down into a double is Schmalz. Logan defending nicely. They're going to be out of bounds, I think. Pretty close. Pretty close, and they're out. 1:13 left. Capon holding the 3-1 lead over Lee Schmalz, Mound West Tonka. Losers eliminated. Mike Hendrickson, Bill Mutual, Matt side. And they're underway. There's another shot in by Schmalz, blocked again.
Now wrestling on mat number 2.
Down to a minute 4 left. 3-1 Capon.
White Bear Lake area. Seth Elwood, Apple Valley.
Still hooked up right in the middle. Both on their feet, each man with one arm. There's a fireman's try by Capon. Didn't get it, and he was lucky not to give up a takedown from Schmalz. He blocked it. And now they step out as the headgear of Logan Capon comes off. We're down to 43 seconds left for Logan Capon. Still leading 3-1. Circling cautiously with Schmalz. Schmalz dives in. Logan, did he catch him? No. Stall, though, called on Logan. They got him for a stall warning. 30 seconds left.
Results for match
100. Logan Capon. Here's Schmalz trying to snap him down. Trying to throw his Schmalz. Didn't get it. 18 seconds. And out of bounds. 3-1 Capon. Now 16 seconds left. Trying to hold on and move on is Logan Capon. There's a shot by Schmalz. He's got to get desperate now. All Logan has to do is defend. He can give up a stall point, and there it is. He did. 3-2. And that's the final. 3-2. Logan Capon moves on. He eliminates Lee Schmalz, Mound West Tonka.
At number 8, at 138 pounds, Tyson
Leone. So Logan Capon is one win away from getting to the podium tomorrow. 3-2. He defeats Lee Schmalz, Mound West Tonka. So that means Josh Beek and Axel Lang to come. Anderson Mala, Zach Scott, Kyle Lang, Jackson Held. Let's see, Jackson Held should be up pretty soon. Let's see, he is going to be on mat 3, Class A. 126. Looking at the brackets, he's got Levi Marsh, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial.
132 pounds, Monty Fredrickson, Cambridge Isanti, Logan.
So we will hopefully have that Jackson Held match here pretty soon. Should be one of the next ones up. If not, it'll be Josh Beek and Axel Lang coming up.
Hello, Pioneer Sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 7 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
December Hoochie.
All right, we're back at the XL Energy Center. Logan Capon of Little Falls has picked up a 3-2 win in his wrestleback at 126 AAA. And I see another flyer getting ready. That's Josh Beek, it looks like. He's coming up at 145. And Axel Lang, during that break, coming up the steps, walking by me, Logan Olean, head coach of Holding Ford, and their semifinalist, Nathan Brinker. They're going to go get a Maui Wowie and then come back and visit, he said. So we'll have representatives of Holding Ford joining me here just a little bit. Results. Looks like a match away for Beek. We've got Zach Scott coming up. Andrew Tamala coming up. Kyle Lang, Jackson Held coming up.
Now wrestling on mat number 7 at 152. Louis Violet, North, Joe Dubel.
Again, all three classes going on. So this
results from match 186.
Gets pretty interesting here at this time.
Seth Elwood, Apple Valley with a 15-0 deck fall. 231.
Capon defeating Lee Schmalls of Mound West Tonka 3-2. Coming up here for Josh Beek, his opponent at the 145 AAA will be Esteban Navarro out of Wilmer High. They're going to be on mat 5 down on the other end. So that's Axel Lang down there. Axel's going to be on mat 3. And he gets Justin Berg of Tartan in the next match, which is only 9 seconds away.
Now wrestling on mat number 4, 152 pounds, Alex Lindstrom, Eastview.
So the final 9 seconds, and then it's Axel Lang of Little Falls coming out for his wrestleback. And there it is. There's the end of that match. So Lang up next.
Taylor Vins, Farmington, Brock Morgan.
All right. We had 7 wrestlebacks coming into this round of action. We've taken care of one. It's a W for Logan Capon. And now Axel Lang is out. Lang strips off, checks in. Axel got beat by Brady Nelson of Mayo, Rochester Mayo. Tech Fall 20-5 this morning, and they're out in the mat. Ready to shake hands, and there they go. This is
now wrestling on mat number 8 at 170.
Berg, Justin Berg of Tartan. There's a throw, and oh, Lang had a throw on, and he slipped off and gave up the takedown. So Berg scores first, 2-0. And these are 1-minute rounds, and now they're out.
Will Shore, please report to the weigh-in room. Thank you.
Andrew Tomala will be up pretty soon. Zach Scott of Holding Ford coming up.
145 pounds. Logan Dick, Maple Grove, BC Travis, Eastfield.
Triple A updates. Now we have some blood time for Axel Lang.
Little Falls, Justin Berg, Hartford.
And Nathan Brinker of Holding Ford, and his head coach Logan Olean will join us. Coach Hendrickson out there talking. Looks like it was Axel that got dinged up a little bit. Pioneer girls basketball team closing out their regular season tonight. They're in Belgrade against Belgrade Brutinel Rosa.
Now wrestling on mat number 2 at 160 pounds, John Noel, Centennial.
Dustin still working on blood time there. I think it's actually injury time. Trainer's out. That might have been a result of that scramble at the end where Axel's awkwardly lost his grip. And I'm not sure if he got dinged up or what. And it looks just from up here, and we're quite a distance away, that it almost looks like they're going through the concussion protocol.
15-0-6.
The referee just kind of patted the side of his head as if he saw Lang's head hit the mat.
That's 185.
And it looks like the trainer is asking Axel questions as if the protocol for concussion was being administered. Because both coaches, Hendrickson and Mutual, standing there, arms folded, our hands on hips. So it's really in the trainer's hands now to decide if Lang is allowed to continue. So on that throw attempt, Lang apparently hit his head on the mat. And that's the issue for the stoppage right now. And I would almost be certain that that is what's going on. He's on his feet. He doesn't seem to be wavering, but it's easy for me to say from way up here. So very close attention paid to any head injuries. We haven't seen a lot of injury time in matches we've called so far.
7-2 decision. Dylan Cicida.
But it certainly is. And they're going to end this one. Yeah, that's going to be an injury default for Lang. Apparently, the concussion protocol was not up to the satisfaction of the trainer out there. So Lang will be injury defaulted out of the tournament. Unfortunate for him. He had a throw on, slipped off, and banged his head. And the trainer called out, did not get the answer she wanted. And so the winner is Justin Berg, injury default from Tartan. When we come back, head coach of Holding Ford, Logan Olean, joins us. He's going to talk about the two Huskers that came to St. Paul. We'll do that next.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce.
Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Winner by injury to fall, Justin Bird.
We are back at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. We're working our way through our all-class wrestleback round, the last round of the night, and I'm fortunate to be joined right now by Logan O'Leary. He's the head coach of the Holding Ford Huskers. And, Coach, first of all, welcome. Congratulations on getting two Section 7 champs, and you've got a semifinalist tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Nathan Brinker got a big fall there at 195. Good kid. Took down number one.
Yeah. Were you surprised to see that Noel from Lake City was going to be there instead of Fick from West Central?
I think we were just as surprised as you, and that just goes to show. I mean, rankings don't mean a whole lot once you get up here.
And it looked like kind of a scramble, and Nathan caught him in a headlock.
Yep. Good hard scramble. Both kind of down on their hips, and both jumped up their feet at the same time. And Noel was all about doubles, and he went in for one, and we got our feet underneath us and turned our hips and threw a good headlock.
Now, tomorrow, the semifinals are at 10:45 in the morning, and we see that Cole Hennen, Mineote. Know anything about him?
Yeah, I'm originally from Canby, so
yep. Know the Mineote. That's down in your neck of the woods, yeah?
Yep, they're in our section, and we got to watch three matches of Mineote yesterday. Didn't obviously get matched up against the hardest competition yesterday, I don't think, but we got a good idea of what he likes to do.
Okay. What about Zach Scott? Zach came in, 132-pound place winner last year. Now he's got to fight his way through the wrestlebacks. He lost a tough one to Grant Jepson of Frazee.
Yeah, he did. Got Granby there, gave up a five-point move, and just couldn't find his way back. Lost a two-point match, but he's a tough kid. You know, he's been here before. I believe this is his fourth trip, and he's placed twice, and he knows what it's like to be on that podium, and I think he's going to do everything he can to get back to that third-place spot.
Now, he's going to be coming up here shortly, and he's going to see a familiar kid from Border West.
Yep, we wrestled Border West earlier, and he got matched up against Lee and got a fall in the first period after racking up some points. So hopefully he can bring that same intensity, and hopefully he get the same result.
Well, Logan, thanks a lot for taking your time here, and good luck here tonight, and good luck to Nathan tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
All right, Logan O'Lean, head coach of the Holding Ford Huskers. Where'd Nathan go? Yeah, if he's available. Okay, we'll talk briefly with – he might have gone back to the Maui Waui stand. If not, that's okay, Logan. Don't worry about it. Thanks to Logan O'Lean, head coach of the Huskers. So, an injury default for Axel Lang. Ends his tournament.
4-0 decision, Brandon Fogelson.
So, next up should be, is that Josh Beek?
145-pound Esteban Navarro.
Yeah, it is. Beek and Navarro. They're going at it now on mat 5. So there we go. The third flyer.
Now wrestling on mat number 6 at 160.
So they're underway. Navarro.
Demon.
No score.
Sibley, Travis Deegan, Wilmer.
Navarro and Beek. 145 wrestle pound, wrestle back, triple A.
Now wrestling on mat number 2 at 182 pounds.
Navarro shoots in, good single, lifting, got the right leg up, takes Beek, no points yet, now the 2. Navarro up 2 zip. So Navarro with 10 seconds left riding here.
32. Winner in overtime, 2-0,
And now Beek gets to his feet as time runs out. No escape, though. 2-1, or 2-0 for Navarro of Wilmer. Logan Capon of Little Falls, a winner. Axel Lang defaulted injury with, I'm going to say, some kind of concussion problem as he was seen by the trainer. And then the man from Tartan had his hand raised. Here is another takedown for Navarro. He's up 4-0 now. Josh Beek lost 15-1 in his opener. Here's a scramble. Navarro right now seems to have the better of it. Minute 25 to go 4-1 is Beek facing him to get an escape. Still out near the outer edge. And a 1 foot outside the circle, one in for each of them, and they get a stalemate out of that. Stalemate here, and they start again. 105 left. Navarro gets the leg up in the air. Dancing is Beek. Sinking down on that leg, trying to whiz her out of that. Now Navarro lifts again. Beek dancing. Now the takedown. There he goes. Tripped him down. 6-1. Navarro of Wilmer. Now he flattens him out on the mat. Down to 40 seconds left in period two for Josh Beek. He's being ridden pretty good here on the right hip side by Navarro of Wilmer. Wilmer down here as a state tournament team. 170 pounds, 6-1 decision. Now he's trying to crank a half around. Hammerlock here by Navarro, and 10 seconds now. Josh up on his feet, but still being bear hugged by Navarro, and he's pushed out of bounds. A couple of seconds left here, 7 it looks like, down on the other end of the arena. Beek is down. And the start. And there's the end of the period. 6-1, Navarro after two. Thank Logan Olean of Holdingford for stopping by. Now it's Beek riding. Navarro up to his feet, trying to free hands. Beek trying to horse him back down. And there's an escape for Navarro. 7-1 now for the Wilmers wrestler, Navarro. Down to a minute 40 remaining. Front headlock try by Josh Beek. Doesn't get it. Drops down to a knee. Trying to attack from a lower angle. Shoots a double. Missed it. Beek comes at it again. Near the edge. Out of bounds. 1:20 left for Josh Beek. And Esteban Navarro of Wilmer, 7-1, Beek trails. Shot in on a double, doesn't get it. Now comes up to his feet again. Now Navarro, shucked him by, gets the two. 9-1 for Navarro. Starting to open it up a little bit here with 1:03 remaining third period. The WrestleBack Consolations start our sessions tomorrow at 9:30. 1 minute to go for Beek. Navarro, pause at the head. He's got the lead. Now he gives up the escape. It's 9-2, Navarro. I guess he gave up the optional start escape here. So 9-2. Now Beek trying to pull him back onto the mat, and they're out of bounds. Time running short. There's a shot in by Navarro. He's got the leg. Beek in a seated position. Navarro driving forward. As soon as he gets his head out, he'll get two, and there it is. It's an 11-2 lead. 25 seconds remain. And it looks like Navarro now will be able to ride this one out and end Josh Beek's season. He's got that wing in on the left side. 12 seconds.
Now wrestling in at number one, 182 pounds.
And that's going to do it.
Jacob Johnson, St. Cloud.
Final four.
Zach Wills.
And the final will be Esteban Navarro over Josh Beek, 11-2. So that leaves only Logan Kapan of the Flyers still alive. Axel Lang and Josh Beek have been eliminated.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB.
Becker's Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line. Maybe a lot more. But then, there it is. The shot. It's up. The clock is down. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of a thousand silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands.
But there it is, the ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it, all eyes except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor. Were his feet on this side of the line or that? The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it?
You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
We're back at the XL Energy Center. Almost through Triple A wrestleback rounds. Little Falls goes 1-2 in this round. Logan Capone, a 3-2 win to advance to tomorrow morning. And eliminated Josh Beek, an 11-2 loss, and an injury default for Axel Lang.
Isaac Schmedeke, Roseville area, Kyle Johnson.
Coming up, first one should be Jackson Held of Royalton Uppsala at 126 pounds. He'll be on mat number 3. Then a couple of 132-pound wrestlebacks. Both Zach Scott of Holding Fort, Andrew Tamala of Piers will be in action.
Now wrestling on mat 7.
Zach Scott gets Tracer Lee of Border West. And Andrew Tamala gets Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County Central. Kyle Lang, Royalton Uppsala's 182-pounders coming up. Lang lost to Keegan Moore, 22-7, Tech Fall. And that put Kyle into the wrestlebacks. He will get Bailey Paquin of Kenyon Wanamingo. Tomorrow, semifinals.
Result of match 213.
Nathan Brinker of Holding Ford's in the semis at 195, Class A. Brad Kroll, Royalton Uppsala, semifinals 160A. Colton Eichens, Piers, semifinals 152A. And Brandon Ortman, semifinals 120-pound Class A. So four Class A semifinals tomorrow. Now, the schedule tomorrow starts at 9:30 with the consolation quarterfinals. If you win that match tomorrow, you're going to be a place winner. Just depending on where you end up on the podium. Then the semifinals, the championship semifinals, all classes at 10:45 tomorrow morning. And then at 12:45, we go to consolation semis. That's when we start to figure out places on the podium. You start assigning guys to third and fifth place matches. Then after that, they'll clear the building and start the last session of the tournament.
We will move right into you when we have an available match.
That's at 4:30.
Class A.
Individual third at 4:30 and fifth. And then at 7 o'clock, it's the championships. They just announced that they'll be going right into Class A coming up. So
now wrestling,
it's going to happen here pretty soon for, first of all, Jackson Held, Royalton Uppsala.
Now wrestling on mat 8.
So far, let's see if Logan Capon is going to face a defending champion, Wade Sullivan, Lakeville North. Sullivan lost to Mitchell McKee, St. Michael Albertville. So Capon and Sullivan in the consolation round tomorrow. It means it's probably going to be a really tough one for Logan to get to the podium.
Class A. At 113, Ben Johnson, United North Central.
Now they're starting to announce the Class A small guys. So, yeah, there's Matt 3 being occupied by a Class A. So we're rolling into Class A. That's good. That means we're almost done. This is the longest day of the tournament.
Match 209, 10-0 decision, Jacob Johnson.
Let's see. Held is going to be on three.
Match 203,
Scott is going to be on six.
6-0 decision.
So they're going to be right next to each other. Lang is on two.
Now wrestling on mat number six at 220 pounds.
And that means that Tamala will be on one. So hopefully we aren't more than maybe 5 minutes away from the remaining four wrestleback matches. Jackson Held, Zach Scott, Andrew Tamala, Kyle Lang. Those four to end the day.
By fall in a minute 47.
And we'll have those next.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pierce.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
Some
luck.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Da, 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 da. Da 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 da.
Schools need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Buffalo, West Luther.
All right, we are back, and we're ready for Jackson Hill of Royalton Upsala. He's going at 126 pounds, Class A wrestlebacks, against Levi Marsh, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. He came into this tournament 31-10, defeated Dalton Wagner of Jackson County, then lost to Kyle Hennen 2-1 in the quarterfinals. Hennen from Minneota.
Six Class A, Jackson Held, Royalton, Upsala, and Levi Marsh.
So Held and Marsh.
Memorial area.
Consolation round here at 126. Then we have Zach Scott and Andrew Tamala coming up. Scott will be on mat number six. 1 minute first periods. Marsh in blue and white for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. The maroon and yellow of Royalton Upsala. Here we go. They're underway. Held and Marsh. And the winner moves on and will wrestle again in the 9:30 session. Here's Marsh. Possible cradle here. He's got a cradle in, back points on Held, and he pinned him. Wow, that took 24 seconds. Held gets pinned in 24 seconds, and his tournament is over. That happened fast. He got caught in a cradle and stuck by Levi Marsh of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. That leaves Kyle Lang still alive. Clint Gottich, the heavyweight for Royalton, did not get a wrestle back. Brad Kroll's in the semis. He won his quarterfinal 9-6 earlier, did Brad. And that's how fast things can happen down here. So Zach Scott coming up now. Zach is match number
13-pound Class A, 5-2 decision.
538. 538 on mat 6.
The results on mat number.
So he is
220.
Two matches away.
Winner by full 4 minutes.
Mat 1.
To Brody Jerome of Morton.
Five. Match number 535. Tamala. He's three matches away. So we got a little bit here now.
Match 211.
From Farmington, three left. John Wolf, Scott, winner, Tamala, and Lang to come yet here on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 7 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
I'm proud to announce this year's Snowball King, the All-State power forward, Chris McCafferty.
Speech. Well, I hate to say it, but you're going to need a few more crowns. I mean, I'm just a regular guy. If I get a crown, everyone else should too. After all, if it wasn't for Coach convincing me to play basketball, I'd still be a big, lumbering, goofy dude with not a lot to talk about. You deserve a crown, Coach. And my girlfriend, Jenny, she tells me what to wear so I don't look stupid. She deserves one, too. And my brother, Pete, where are you, Pete? Come get a crown, buddy. Pete made sure I didn't get made fun of my freshman year. And Greg, thanks for all the rides home, man.
Participation in high school sports teaches students sportsmanship and fairness.
And Brian, dude, remember when you were going to ask Jenny to the prom and you decided not to?
A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Couldn't have done it without you, Mom.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
All right, we've got three matches remaining. Zach Scott of Holdingford is a match away. Less than that, they're just starting the second period in the match prior to Zach Scott of Holdingford. We've got Andrew Tamala to come. Tamala is facing Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County. A couple of matches yet to come. Kyle Lang.
Match number 520.
He is going to be coming up on mat number two. And his match number, I'll give you an idea how far we are from Lang. He'll be our last one of the night.
Next up on mat number two.
Lang against Bailey Paquin, match number 560. Two matches away for Lang. So we're getting close. The last one's probably going to end up being Tamala's. We do know for Little Falls, they've got one man left. That's Logan Capan, and we know who he will wrestle tomorrow. He gets a returning state champion in the wrestleback quarterfinals. Wade Sullivan, Lakeville North. Sullivan was the champion last year at 113 in AAA. But he lost to Mitch McKee.
And Justin Slater, Adrian area.
In one of the premier matchups, two state champions entered in the same weight class. McKee won it rather handily over Sullivan.
Mat number four.
Sullivan is a sophomore.
Brendan Coyer, Osakis. Alan Spade, St. Charles.
Zach Scott. Thank you. The two Flyers eliminated. Injury default cost Axel Lang a chance. Banged his head on the mat. Couldn't continue.
Match number 530.
And then it was Josh Beek losing an 11-2 wrestle back.
Nicholas Mayer of Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sunburn.
There's the match. Is that Tamala down there? That might be Andrew. Yeah, it is. So Tamala's checking in. Down on mat number one. Andrew Tamala, Riker Vanderwood, Jackson County Central, set to go.
Next up in wrestling on mat number 6, Zach Scott.
And now they announce Zach Scott's match. They'll both be going here at 132. Tamala's underway. Vanderwood from Jackson County. And he sneaks in behind Andrew. He doesn't have a takedown yet. There's a scramble. Fireman's by Andrew. But defended well by Vanderwood of Jackson County.
Four overtime by 3 decisions.
So still neutral. No points here for Tamala and Vanderwood. Scott's underway. He's facing Tracer Lee of Border West. He pinned Lee earlier in a duel. Restart here for Tamala on his feet. Scott has a cradle. Scott's got a cradle and tight on Tracer Lee. Zach Scott will try and pin his way into the consolation quarters tomorrow.
The results of match number 5.
Still has that cradle. Now he rolls it again. Tamala has given up a takedown. He's down 2-0. And now Scott got reversed. So it's 5-2, Scott over Lee, 18 seconds left in the first. Tamala and Vanderwood down there on mat 1, 2-0 after a period for Vanderwood. Tamala starts down. Vanderwood breaks him down, flattened out underneath. First period over for Scott, trailing or up ahead now 5-2. Bridging up over there to Malik. Good Turk in by Vanderwood of Jackson County Central. Time is out on the period for Scott. He's up 5-2. Still Vanderwood riding here. They're down to a minute and 28 seconds, and a stalemate is called. Tamala trailing 2-0 in his 132-pound wrestle back in the second period to Riker Vanderwood, Jackson County. Sophomore came in 31-13. He lost to Kimball's Blaine Cheetah. Now Tamala facing neutral. Gets away, escape, 2-1. Tamala on the board. Zach Scott still leading 5-2 with a minute 28 left, second period. So Tamala on his feet with Vanderwood. A takedown would give Andrew the lead. There's a shuck by move by Vanderwood. He's going to get 2. 4-1 now for Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County Central. Scott with Tracer Lee on his back. Scott, he's got Lee. He got 3 near fall. So Scott now, they've got the score 7-5, Scott. So there was a flurry there that Lee actually scored on. Now a cradle here by Scott. Scott's got Lee on his back with a cradle. Rolled through. Actually more of a cheap tilt than a cradle. He adds 2 to his lead. It's 9-5, Scott. Down there in the Tamala match. Time just ran out in the second period. Andrew down 4-1.
5, match 5-21. Is earned by Jared Mattson.
So Tamala with 2 minutes left. Wants to go on his feet.
14-2 decision.
20 seconds left for Scott in his second period. Over Tracer Lee of Border West. Down to a minute 40 for Tamala. Now they hook up after 20 seconds of circling. Shot in by Andrew, doesn't get anything. Now he dives in again, came up short. Second period over, Scott still up 9-5 over Lee. And there's a takedown over there for Vanderwood. And he drives in on the waist. And Riker Vanderwood now leads Tamala 6-1. With a minute 10 left for Andrew Tamala in his match. That'll leave us with only Kyle Lang of Royalton Upsala in the wrestleback round, and then we'll be done for the day. Tamala still underneath. 52 seconds left for Andrew Tamala, and there's a stalemate. 6-1. Tamala's down. There's back points over there in the Scott match. He's got a cradle in on Tracer Lee with a minute 18 to go. Tamala trying to switch. He faced him. He's going to get one, maybe get two. There he comes around. Reversal for Andrew. 6-3. So a reverse for Tamala. He's down three with 30 seconds. Scott just got three back points. He's now up 14-5. Tamala. Vanderwood gets up. Doesn't get out, though. They're on their feet. And they're trying to trip him down, and they're out of bounds. 6-3 with 16 seconds left for Andrew Tamala. He's got to turn him here. The restart attacks the waist, just flattening out. Andrew jumped across to the left side. Vanderwood just sucking the mat. Not going to give up any angle to Andrew, and he's running out of time, and there it is. 6-3 loss for Tamala.
138 pounds.
And his season ends with that one. 6-3 loss.
And Adam Jager, Belgrade, Bruton El Rosa.
So now Scott with 40 seconds left. He's up big, 15-7. Now there's the start. Tracer Lee, Border West, 19 seconds left. And Scott's going to move on. 5 seconds. Final 15-7 win for Holding Ford, Zach Scott.
Riley Anderson of Barnesville. Nick Porchard.
So Scott, a winner, and he'll have a chance to get back on the medal stand tomorrow morning. He needs one more win. That means only Kyle Lang's match is left tonight, and let's see how far we are from Kyle. He's wrestling at the 182 class, and he is match number 560. 560 on mat two.
Adrian area.
Two matches, actually one plus 15 seconds. So pretty close for Kyle Lang.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Back
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Schools need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Da-da-da-da-da! Charge!
144. The winner is Austin Skillings of Frazee.
Welcome back. XL Energy Center.
5-2 decision.
We've got about a period and a half to go before Kyle Lang gets underway, barring a pin. Kyle suffered his first loss of the year, but no shame in that. Keegan Moore is just a monster for Jackson County Central. He took him apart 22-7, Tech Fall. Moore is a defending state champ, undefeated. So Lang will face Bailey Paquin of Kenyon Wanamingo. So far in this round, we've had
South Central head coach,
two wins, four losses. Wins for Logan Capan, Little Falls, a 3-2 win at 126 AAA. at 145 AAA. Josh Beek lost 11-2 to be eliminated. And at 152, Axel Lang had injury default.
Now wrestling on mat number 7. At 175.
Banged his head on a throw attempt when he hit the mat. And the trainer wouldn't allow him to continue.
And Dylan Downs, Sabrina Mazepa.
So, one flyer remaining. For Holding Ford, Zach Scott picked up a win, 15-7, a major, in his 132-pound wrestleback. Nathan Breaker's in the semis tomorrow at 195. So both Holding Ford wrestlers still going on Saturday, the last day of wrestling.
Next up on mat number 6 at 160 pounds, Noah Decker.
For Royalton Upsala, Jackson Held got pinned at his 126 Class A wrestleback. So his tournament is over.
United North Central.
Brad Kroll is in the 160 semifinals tomorrow. Won his quarterfinal match today with 9-6. And Clint Gottich did not get a wrestle back, so he went 0-1 down here.
Technical fall at 3:26.
They are a minute 43 away from Lang's match. And then that'll be it for the day, and we'll get started tomorrow morning again at 9:30 here.
Fall at 4:42.
Consolation quarterfinals. If you win that match tomorrow, that means that tomorrow Logan Kapan and Zach Scott for sure will have a chance.
Number 3.
If they win a match, they'll place here at state. Kyle Lang, he's got to win this one yet coming up tonight and then win again tomorrow and he'll place. Pierce sent 7. They'll have two placers. Both Brandon Ortman, Colton Ishens. They're both in semifinal matches tomorrow. None of the other 5 will place. Reese Kapsner and Jake Andries did not get wrestlebacks. Andrew Tamala lost his wrestleback, 6-3. Brett Kapsner and Austin Gall did not get wrestlebacks. So 4 did not get wrestlebacks. Only 1 did, Andrew Tamala, and he lost 6-3 to Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County Central just a little bit ago. 35 seconds away from Kyle Lang. That match coming up next. Lang to finish things off from the XL.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 7 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
All right. Now wrestling. Kyle Lang underway against Bailey Packin of Kenyon Wanamingo. No score, just underway. First period. These are 1 minute first periods. Lang shooting in. Paquin slips behind. He got two. 2-0. Lang trails now. 17 seconds remain, first period.
The winner, 7-1 decision.
Kenyon Wanamingo's colors, red, gray, and black.
145 pounds.
The maroon and yellow for Lang. He's out on the mat, flat to his belly, and the time is out. End of the one first period. Paquin leads Lang 2-0. Pioneer boys basketball team back in playoff action tomorrow afternoon there at St. John's University. And they will be playing Sox Center at 1 o'clock. There's an escape for Lang. 2-1 now. Both on their feet. Lang and Paquin coming together. Looks like Paquin's a little stouter, shorter. Separating again. Minute 35 to go, second period for Lang. As soon as this one's over, we'll wrap it up and head out of the arena. 2-1, Lang trails. Gave up a late first period takedown with about 20 seconds left. And they separate again. 1:15 to go in the second. 2-1, Paquin of Kenyon Wanamingo. Slapping hands.
285, Trent Espig, Minioda.
Here's a shot at by Lang. Dove at the ankle and went flying by. Just kind of sidestepping him was Paquin. Now an elbow tie up by Lang. 50 seconds left. Twirling each other around and Lang's out. Paquin's in and now Paquin steps outside the circle. 44 seconds left. Period two. Kyle Lang trails 2-1. Lang pushing into, there's a fireman's shot in by Paquin. Gets the leg up. He's got to trip Lang down now. Here's a roll. Lang, old emu catcher. And they're out of bounds. No points. Nice little move there by Lang. 22 seconds. Paquin trying to get underneath Lang. 10 seconds remain in the second. And it looks like it'll be a 2-1 score. And it is 2-1 after two. 2 minutes left for Kyle Lang to keep his hopes alive of placing here at State. Came in undefeated. Here's the start. Kyle's riding. Trying to stand up now is Paquin from Kenyon Wanamingo. He's up and he's out. An escape. Lang now trails 3-1. Minute 45 and counting. Over on the far edge now they hook up and Lang's out of bounds and so is Paquin.
Jaden Butcher, Brownsville.
So a takedown ties it. Maybe you can take him and turn him here and get some back points. Minute and a half to go. Lang throws an underhook in. Paquin. Still, he's got the lower center of gravity, the lower leverage. Easier for him to get underneath. And out of bounds again. They spent a lot of time on the outer ring. Over on mat number two. 1:18 and counting.
Now wrestling on mat number four.
Shot in.
70.
Blocked by Paquin.
Wickenhauser. North
Lang.
America.
Now being pushed back by Paquin. 1:05 to go. Still 3-1 for Bailey Paquin. He is a senior, came in 32-14. Lang shoots, couldn't get to him. We're under a minute now. 56 seconds left for Kyle Lang. On their feet. Lang needs a takedown.
13-7 decision.
50 seconds. Lang hooks him up. See if he tries to jerk him down here. Paquin really not doing a whole lot. He's got the advantage of being ahead, though, 3-1. Here's a shuck try by Lang, and there's a stall called. Stalling on Paquin. 37 seconds left. Desperation time now for Kyle Lang.
United North Central.
Clock is rolling at 27. 3-1, Paquin leads Lang. 20 to go. Still just shoulder to shoulder out there. Paquin not giving up anything. Securing those arms, not allowing Lang to get loose and try and throw. Just locking him up top. 10 seconds. Taking a step back is Paquin. He's been warned. He shot in Lang, shoots again. There's a stall. That's a point. 3-2. 3 seconds. Does he have enough time to get one shot in and take him down? He goes after the ankle. Paquin defends, and that's the match. Lang's season will end with a 3-2 loss to Bailey Paquin of Kenyon Wanamingo.
Wrestling on mat number one.
They've got it 3-1, but I'm relatively sure it's going to be a 3-2 score. The stall point was not put on the board, but nonetheless, it's a loss for Lang. So that ends his year here at the XL. So we'll take our last break, wrap it up here from the XL after this.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
All right, back for our final segment here from the XL Energy Center. All our wrestlers have completed their action for today. And we know that we will have 5 guys alive tomorrow. 3 semifinalists, 2 wrestlebacks. Let's start with the wrestlebacks. Zach Scott, holding forward, will wrestle for a chance to get on the podium. His opponent, Joel Fishnett from Windham Mountain Lake. Scott and Fishnick tomorrow, 9:30. The wrestleback quarterfinals.
Please report to mat 2. Cameron Wellman.
And the other wrestleback is in AAA. And that is Logan Capon of Little Falls at 126. And he wrestles a returning state champion. He will face Wade Sullivan of Lakeville North. It's at 126. Then 3 Class A semifinalists. And the semifinal round starts tomorrow, 10:45. After that first round of wrestlebacks. Tomorrow in the semis, First one will be Brandon Ortman for the Pioneers. Brandon will take on Tanner Reitz of Frazee. And that's the semifinal, 120 pounds. Then, at 152 pounds, Colton Eichens will wrestle. And his opponent is second-ranked Shane Seward, Lake City. One versus two in the rankings in the 152 semis. And then the final semi will come at 160.
The winner by fall in 59 seconds.
And that's where Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala, takes on Royal Crow of West Central area. Then the third and fifth place matches. Well, then it's consolation semis at 12:45 following those semis.
And his opponent from.
And then session six starts at 4:30. So that's the schedule tomorrow. That's going to do it. We're done. We're back here tomorrow. Good luck to the Piers boys basketball team. Little Falls boys play tomorrow in Moorhead against Albany. Piers at St. John's against Sauk Center, 1 o'clock. And we're back here at the XL for day three of the state wrestling tournament on You Are There Sports. We'll see you then.